A crawler, have you ever called it a crawler? There are a lot of names for donuts. Well, they usually call them blitzes, don't they?
I don't know.
I think that's somewhat similar. I'm not sure whether it's exactly the same.
They just had donuts.
Let's see, where were we? Sometimes you make up a batter and you fry three or four of these at a time. You eat them with syrup and butter. What do you call these?
Pancakes.
Were they always made out of wheat flour?
I don't make mine out of... Yeah, I guess they are.
What do you make yours out of?
Well, I started to say they all made out of wheat flour, but I was thinking about whole wheat or buckwheat pancakes, mm-hmm. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. they call them...
Do you ever call them anything but pancakes?
Well, some people call them flapjacks. We always just said pancakes.
Griddle cakes?
Yeah, griddle cakes.
Batter cakes?
Yeah. Batter cakes.
Flannel cakes? Slapjacks, you said, and flapjacks. And fritters.
No, pancakes.
Pancakes. Fritters are something different, aren't they?
They're well, I'd call that cornbread frying them in deep fat would be fritters.
Fritters, I think of fritters as something like corn fritters, you know, when you, mm-hmm. Or fruit fritters, when sometimes you put fruit in bread and fry it. You went to the store to buy two what of flour? You wanted to buy
sacks.
Yeah, but you wanted to weigh it, 2 pounds. What would you use to make the bread that's not baking powder or soda?
Not baking powder or soda.
It comes in a little small packet.
Yeast.
It's dry and granulated
yeast.
On a cake of yeast, all right. What do you call the inside part of the egg?
The yolk and the white.
Okay. Now, what color would you say the yolk of the egg is?
Pale yellow sometimes that dark yellow.
Okay.
They've been eating a lot of pimento pepper, that'd be real red.
Oh, really? I don't think many eggs across the country are flavored with pimento. Do they have any flavoring in them? It's just the color that changes.
Really red.
If you cook them in hot water, what do you call them?
Boiled eggs.
If you crack them and let them fall out of shells into hot water, what kind are they?
Poached eggs.
If, what do you mean by salt pork?
It's streak of lean.
Streak of lean?
Streak of lean.
Oh, streak of lean. Uh-huh. Is it, it's part of a hog, is it?
It's a side.
And what do you use it for?
Seasoning vegetables.
What kind of vegetables?
Beans and peas, anything. And I tell you what, we like to take it and slice it real thin and wash the salt out and make up a batter. Of milk and flour and a little cornstarch and a little oil and then batter it in that liquid and then put it in deep fry and you've never eaten pork chops so good.
Is that so?
A lot of people call it Tennessee chicken.
Uh-huh.
It's delicious and you can have hot biscuit
lean?
And gravy.
Is it lean?
It's got a streak in it, a streak or two of lean.
But it's mostly fat.
It's mostly fat back. Okay. But if you fry it real slow and then drain it on a paper towel or a newspaper, mm-hmm. it'll just get all that grease out and it's so crisp and good.
I'm sure it is, but you know what would worry me? I bet it has 150,000 calories.
We don't worry about calories out here in the country.
You don't have to, I guess, but I surely do, because every time I've seen, I like steak that has a good deal of fat in mm-hmm. it and meats, but if I eat them at all, I really have to watch it, because I pick up weight very quickly. But I know once at a fair, I tasted something like that, I think, and I really did enjoy it. It was so good. But you can't find it very many places unless I think you cook it yourself. I've never been able to buy it out.
Oh, no. Yes.
Well, you call fat salt pork. Anything besides salt pork? Mm-mm. You ever call it sow belly?
Oh, well, yeah, it's sow belly.
Or sow bosom?
No.
No.
I've heard it called sow belly.
And you called it fat back, didn't you?
No, yeah. Streak of lean.
Streak of lean.
Well, it's streak of lean and fat back. Mm-hmm. Fat doesn't have the streak of lean in it.
I see. It's two different things.
Yeah, it's more or less across the belly, mm-hmm. the sow's belly.
You wouldn't call it white bacon. All right. When you cut the side of a hog, what do you call it?
The ribs.
The side of what?
The side of the pig.
Mm-hmm. Would you call it a side of bacon?
If it was bacon. But the side could be the shoulder and the ham.
Uh-huh.
But the side is the fat back and the strigaling.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.